AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. President-elect Donald Trump used a rally in West Allis, Wisconsin, to sing the praises of his choice for Secretary of State, ExxonMobil CEO Rex Tillerson.
Rex is one of the greatest and most skilled global business leaders of our time. Made some of the greatest deals ever made in the oil industry or any industry. A great diplomat, a strong man, a tough man.
Edward Djerian, a former U.S. ambassador to Syria and Israel, says Tillerson will have to show members of the Senate that there will not be any conflict, especially with Russia, if he gets the post at the State Department.
He has to draw a wall that will pass muster of the ethics law regulations and laws of our country. And that can be done.
Syrian rebels have reached a ceasefire deal to evacuate from eastern Aleppo in an effective surrender. Russia declared all military action stopped and that the Syrian government has assumed control. But this Aleppo resident says the Russians and the Syrian government want to wipe out everyone who remains in the city.
Russia doesn't want us to go out alive. They want us dead. Assad is the same. Exactly yesterday, there were many celebrations on the other part of Aleppo.
The agreement came after world leaders and aid agencies issued dramatic appeals on behalf of trapped residents. Growing Pains star and TV host Alan Thicke has died. A publicist for his son, Robin Thicke, says the actor died of a heart attack in Los Angeles. In 1997, Thicke told the AP about celebrity friends who did dinner and games.
James Woods to Jack Nicholson to Ed Begley Jr., who's a very good game player, by the way.
Alan Thicke was 69. He most recently appeared on the NBC drama This Is Us. This is AP Radio News. Through a dozen witnesses Tuesday, federal prosecutors reconstructed the activities of Dylan Roof. In the months leading up to the night, he went to a black Charleston church and shot nine members to death during a Bible study session. AP correspondent Meg Kennard reports an expert from Garmin testified.
He testified that data found on the GPS from Dylan Roof's car showed he had made several trips to Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston before the day of the shooting. Data from the GPS also showed that Roof, as he himself has told officers, spent about an hour at the church, leaving right after the shooting.
The upper Midwest is in a deep freeze, with the Arctic air expected to shift eastward and affect millions of people as the week wears on. In Indiana, snow falling at rates of more than an inch per hour on Tuesday caused poor travel conditions, including along the Interstate 70 corridor. That's despite 500 snowplows and trucks at work. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.